You've probably heard a lot about doctor shortages for a number of years. Young MDs say their student loan bills are so high they can't afford to go into primary care. At this point, the Association of American Medical Colleges says we could have a shortage of 150,000 doctors over the next 15 years or so. So you hate cooling your heels in the waiting room? How about waiting 6 weeks or more to get an appointment? Well, 28 states think they may have a solution to this. They're proposing to expand the role of nurse practitioners so that they can prescribe medication, practice without being supervised by a doctor, and even be called doctor if they hold a doctorate. We're going to hear both sides of the argument here from Linda Uppmeyer, a nurse practitioner, as well as the minority whip in the Iowa House of Representatives, and Dr. Mario Mata, who's the president of the Massachusetts Medical Society and also a practicing cardiologist. But first, let's go back to Micah Weinberg, senior research fellow at the New America Foundation. Micah, you say you're not interested in the argument, but the evidence. And what does the evidence tell us in terms of rates? One of the things people are talking about is rates of error. Do nurse practitioners need a doctor checking over their work to make sure that dangerous errors aren't made?
No, I mean, so there have been many different studies, and the vast majority of them show that nurses, when practicing, not for all conditions, we're not talking about nurses doing surgery, but when for the vast majority of conditions like treating chronic disease, nurses have very high levels of quality, in some cases higher, and very high levels of patient satisfaction.
And would this plan to expand their role, would that A, save money on healthcare, and B, address this shortage of doctors?
Well, I mean, it will definitely address the shortage of healthcare providers in that it will allow healthcare providers to do more. It won't necessarily control costs as much as some people think. Nurses are very well compensated as well. I think that people would sort of imagine that nurses would make some small fraction of what doctors make. That's not necessarily true. So this is really more about expanding access than it is about really controlling costs.
Okay, Micah Weinberg, senior research fellow at the New America Foundation. So let's get to the two of these, the people who deal with this every day. Dr. Mario Mata, president of Massachusetts Medical Society and a cardiologist yourself. Doctor, what do you think about this plan?
Well, there's a difference in training. And first of all, I'm certainly not against nurse practitioners being part of a medical team. We strongly encourage that, and we were one of the leaders in that in Massachusetts. But the nurse practitioner should work as part of a team, and I envision them as part of a medical home in collaboration with physicians. They simply don't have the independent training to have an independent office. That's where I think we differ.
Okay, Linda Uppmeyer, nurse practitioner and a member of the Iowa House of Representatives. Do nurse practitioners not have the training?
I think they don't have the very same training as doctors. That's not to say they don't have the training they need to provide the kinds of services and see the patients that they're seeing. As was pointed out, they're not doing surgery. That's not what they were trained to do. So I think it's always about practicing within your scope and within your training. And nurse practitioners do that, and they've been doing it for decades with very high quality, as was pointed out.
So, Dr. Mata, is one of the issues for you the fact that nurse practitioners don't have a medical license, a license that could be reviewed and perhaps revoked should something go wrong?
It goes far beyond that. In all the studies that I think your first person probably mentioned, those studies were done in collaborative arrangements. It's one thing to have a nurse who is very well trained, working closely with a physician, and then when something is not quite right, ask the opinion of the physician who they work with what is the issue. Then that type of a system works very well, and that is a way to expand the workforce shortages that we're going to be experiencing. But to have an independent practice is simply a whole nother ball game. You know, when someone comes in with what sounds like a just simple headache, do you know if it's meningitis? Do you know if it's some more serious disease? Nurse practitioners are simply not physicians, and to put them in that position is simply not fair to the patients, and solving our workforce shortages by lowering standards is not the way to go.
Okay, that's Dr. Mario Mata of the Massachusetts Medical Society. Linda Uppmeyer, nurse practitioner yourself from Iowa. What exactly do you think this plan would do? Is it going to be establishing nurse practitioners in their own practices as primary care physicians?
Well, may I just respond to the previous two points just a bit? In fact, nurse practitioners have been providing independent care in many places. But additionally, you know, no practitioner practices in isolation. No physician does, and no nurse does. So you always collaborate, you always make judgments, and you make proper referrals. So I would argue that nurses and physicians both do that, and they both need to do that. Absolutely, nurse practitioners currently run independent clinics or with other nurses, especially in inner cities, in rural areas. It's very difficult to find physicians to practice in many areas. And without nurse practitioners, those patients would be receiving no primary care whatsoever.
Especially in rural areas where we're seeing a serious shortage of doctors. So, Dr. Mata, in Massachusetts, nurse practitioners there are already recognized and they're reimbursed as primary care providers. Is that caused problems in your state?
Yeah, they're reimbursed, I believe, at 70% from what I understand. It's not exactly the same. But they work in Massachusetts in collaborative arrangements. And again, that's much different from complete independence. You know, as far as saving money, it's just quite not the same. I have a clinic nearby that treats a lot of poorer people, and it's technically run by a physician, but it's primarily run by the nurse practitioners. I mean, I get consults from them all the time that if they were seeing a primary care, would never have to come to a highly paid specialist like me as a cardiologist. If they were seen by a primary care physician, the cost would actually be less.
But Dr. Mata, in the short period of time we have left, there is a problem where medical students are not going into primary care, and then they're not going out into rural areas that are underserved.
Schools are trying to ramp up. They're going to increase the number of slots by 30% over the next few years to meet that need. That was a miscalculation on the government's part 10 years ago. That's a whole other issue altogether. But that will be ramped up and that will be dealt with.
Okay, Dr. Mario Mata, president of the Massachusetts Medical Society, a cardiologist. Linda Upmeyer is a nurse practitioner, also minority whip in the Iowa House of Representatives.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.